Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Fred Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 2019 Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, and I'm so pleased to be joined by filmmaker Eileen Byrne. Thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you.
Representing Luxembourg here at Future Frames this year, and also presenting her film Touch Me. Thank you very much once again for joining us. But the first question that I kind of feel I should ask you is just for the benefit of our listeners who are not familiar with the film yet. Would you like to maybe introduce it a little bit and just tell us as much as you'd like? Then we can start talking in more detail about it.
Okay. Well, it's a short film. It's 20 minutes long about a young woman who has breast cancer. And it's mostly it's 2 days in her life and in her boyfriend's life. So it's about this couple, and they're trying to live with her illness. And she's lost one breast already, and now she's starting to lose her hair because of chemotherapy. And when she finds out, she's so scared about the transformations of her body that she decides not to tell him about it. And so, yeah, the film is about love. It's about this couple who struggle with this illness. But it's also about, I think, being a woman and what it means when you have the feeling that you're losing your identity as a woman or your femininity.
Right.
Yeah, how this changes you and how this also changes your sexuality and your partner or your relationship to your partner.
Is that something, this particular situation, is it something that you're very familiar with? Because I noticed a thing right at the end that was sort of a dedication.
The dedication was for two friends of mine who've one had breast cancer, the other had brain tumor.
Okay.
And they both had, they're both still together with their boyfriends, and I just admire how they fought through these difficult times together.
Bless them.
But yes, I have a very close friend, and she was actually the one to have the idea to make a film about the topic of breast cancer. So we started writing it together, and then I soon realized that this topic of the relationship and sexuality was the one that interested me most. So I wanted to focus on that, and thought about how we could express this in 20 minutes.
Sure.
And I read some autobiographies, and I talked to women who had breast cancer. And
it sounds like it would be challenging research, even psychologically, to immerse yourself in that. I mean, was it difficult?
Well, I think the most difficult was just to have my best friend
who had
breast cancer.
Although, I'm interested about that too. Do you think that was also good? You had something really special, a connection, when she was going through that.
Yeah, I had a connection. I mean, this is not her story,
but
it's through her that I first got acquainted with these side effects of breast cancer. I think, like most people, I just thought, oh my God, this is cancer, so you can die from it. And I mean, the chance for surviving breast cancer are really, really high. I think they're the highest for any cancer. But still, that is a big fear. And it was only, when she had gone through therapy and time passed by that I realized how it's similar for men, but it attacks you as a woman and in your womanhood. I think
cinematically as well, it has a symbolism that's specifically about womanhood.
Exactly, and maybe that's also what made it maybe a l- or what what I could connect with was this the feeling of being a woman and maybe sometimes not feeling like a woman, and then thinking about what is my identity if I'm not a woman. So who am I then? And things like that. And also, I think many women can relate to that, to the fact that we very often have problems with our bodies.
Yeah.
And we think that the body or the looks are so important.
Sure.
To define us. And that was, I think, that how I could relate to that character.
Why do you think that is, though? I mean, from your personal perspective, it doesn't have to represent a whole kind of more general thing. But
that's a very good question. It is. I mean, I think it's probably related to our society, like just how women are represented, and it is all about looks, you know, in publicity and like, and maybe it's also something if you go back, way back in time, women were the ones that had to kind of pull the men towards them, or like keep the men so that they could build a family.
The angel of the house.
Yeah, yes, and I think looks probably helped, you know, to to bind the husband to the house, or like, yeah, maybe, I don't know.
It's possible, you know. I mean, you know, but I also feel that it's a very heartwarming story of film is because it's like it's just a love overcoming challenges in a way, you know. That's yeah. Very charming message, right?
Yeah, I think that's what I wanted to make. It was a film about love,
yeah.
And I think the ending is also quite clear about that.
Optimistic, because it's easy not to be optimistic about love nowadays.
It is, it right. is, yes, and maybe that's also why this topic is so. I think so much about it because I was I grew up. Really naive, I think, and always dreaming about the prince coming on his horse, you know, to pick me up for a long time, and that's gone for sure.
No way you say that.
But it makes love more interesting, I think, because yes, much more interesting.
You don't want a prince anymore.
No, and I want to make I think that will be the topic I want to make movies about. Also, it's just like, what is this thing? Because
what is this thing called love? The sun.
Love, yeah. What keeps two people together even in these times and the globalization, and we have so many options and we can choose anybody we want, and still some people manage to stay together for the rest of their lives. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's pretty rare too, right?
Rare. Yeah.
But it happens.
It does happen.
But, okay, so, I mean, stylistically, also, there's a warmth to this film. I mean, so I wanted to know a little bit more about your approach. I mean, how do you, what is the kind of style that you think about? Do you like to, you know what you're filming when you get on set? Can you tell me a little bit about that?
My DOP and I, we actually chose to give the film a warm feeling because we thought the topic is so sad, in a way, and... we didn't want to make a depressive, you know, grayish blue depressive cancer movie,
of course.
Because it is about love, and I think it is about hope. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to work with warm colors like red and yellow and orange, and to some extent we also gave it like a surreal feeling. I think sometimes the light is, yeah. Not that realistic. That's what we were talking about and what we were thinking about.
And also, I mean, the warmth of the film is, I think, comes from the actors themselves. I mean, they share really good chemistry and closeness. Yes. I mean, I almost thought that they might have been a real couple in real life, you know? Were they?
Good. No, they weren't. But we worked a lot on that. Well, they had known each other before.
Ah.
Just from a workshop they did together. Yeah, I think they really liked each other. And from the first read-through we had, I was just totally in love with them because they had this strong, really strong connection.
Sure.
And just 3 days before shooting, we started rehearsing and we did a lot of improvisations just to build up their relationship and the history of their relationship. Yeah.
Right. So we're running out of time, but I want to ask you one final question just about, just a comment on your overall experience at Future Frames this year, maybe some expectations that you might have, some takeaway points that you might, you know, go back home with, you know, well, just a comment basically on the experience.
Oh, wow. So far it's been just, it's been a run through, like yeah, it's really fast, and there's a lot to take in, and we had this amazing workshop with Silas, our mentor, which was really, I'm still, how do you say, trying to get that in,
said.
And
overwhelmed
a bit, yes,
we found a word.
And the people are so nice, and they're taking such good care of us, and
amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
I'm happy to hear that. It was such a pleasure talking with you, really. It was a pleasure, and thank you very much for joining us.
Well, thank you, and it was a pleasure for me too.
And this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.